Episode 2 of the Shoot for Ball podcast. We got the crew here today. We got our point guard, AB. We got our big guy. We got our Andre Drummond here, Bond.
No, you got the wrong. I'm too versatile to be Andre Drummond.
And we've got our Lance Stevenson, Brian Candy. We've got our Make 'em Dance Lance. I'm definitely Brandon Ingram in this category, you know?
No, you are not.
There's no way.
Could be Brandon Ingram?
He might. But he might be.
You feel pressy.
Right.
You feel pressy.
I feel pressy.
He used to always kind of feel pressy.
He might be Brandon Ingram.
The name of the podcast is Shoot for Ball, and he don't never shoot.
Lonzo.
Rondo for Ball. Yeah. Rondo for Ball. Yo, let's just start the podcast this way. It's available on... Yo, this Anchor stuff you got us on is trash. Can we go ahead and admit that the Anchor thing he had us on is trash? It took seven days for us to be up. It's still not up on Apple. You've been sabotaging this podcast. That was trash.
They gotta remediate everything. They can't just throw it up. Tell Apple get it together and just throw it up.
You've been sabotaging us from day one.
Google got it on their platform. What's wrong with Apple?
Okay, I can't argue that. I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to fight with you.
Check shit first.
Right. They got to make sure we ain't terrorists.
Talking about.
All right, can we start with this? We all know that Brian's a bandwagon Warriors fan. He jumped on right when they got KD. You jumped on right when they got KD.
The very first episode, you said, I've been rocking with Steph since Davidson. Now I'm a bandwagon Warriors fan.
All I know is, LeBron was in Cleveland, you was rocking with LeBron.
Here we go with the lies.
Then KD jumped to Golden State, so you jumped to Golden State. That's all I know. Can we admit that the Warriors need to be stopped? We had a very disrespectful week of Warriors basketball. Very disrespectful week. I don't know what needs to happen. I told my nigga behind here, somebody has to Adam Bank Steph Curry, bro. Somebody got to step on his ankles. You know they weak. You know they flimsy.
Why are you trying to ruin my guy Steph of all the people?
You know his ankles is flimsy.
Tell KD to go down. Let my guy Steph cook.
Yo, I feel like once Aisha stopped tweeting, the Warriors took another level. Like, she was kind of sucking their power away.
That's Steph
statement.
For putting his foot down. He had to get his home in order.
But yo, the Warriors been disrespectful. So let's go through the last week for the Warriors. What? Steph dropped 51. Three, four nights ago.
In three quarters, light work.
KD scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. They had that ugly bit emoji.
After Madison
they
Square
had that
Garden.
Ugly bit emoji flyer up that didn't look anything like Kevin Durant. Like a random black person.
Like they drew that shit in Kenny. You know when you get in kindergarten, they just have you start drawing shit. That's what it looked like. Here, kids, draw KD.
That Kevin Durant looked like a me from the week. That's what he looked like. He looked like a me. I couldn't believe how trash that was. So we had that going on. KD and Steph dropped 70 combined in Brooklyn. And then yesterday, I'm telling you, this was a 50 cent get the strap situation. Bro, you scored 92 points on me in the first half. Fuck basketball. We got to throw hands, bro. It's that simple.
We should have just started throwing down.
Hold on, man. Y'all ain't going to disrespect my nigga's team like that. We just ain't going to act man's team wasn't the one that got 92 points scored on them
Thank you. I didn't want to talk about it.
Yo, all I know teams. Is... Bill Winnington didn't do all that for y'all. Jeb
Bush is turning over in his grave.
You
right
telling
now.
Me Randy Brown? Did
hey,
all
ain't
that?
Randy Brown still hey, there too?
Man. He up in the it's rough out here, man. It's rough.
I can't believe you telling me that Tony Kukoc came over here to get his green card for y'all to be doing all this, bruh.
Hey man,
you got to speak for your team giving up 92 in the first half. Hey man, speak for your Bulls.
We was playing the Warriors. What else you want me to say? Ain't nothing we can do. They got
92?
They got several weapons. Several. 92. And then Clay was like, well, I guess I'll go for 14 threes a day. Motherfucker. Boy, I tell you. Hey, man. I don't want to talk about it. We can talk about that headband he had on, though.
Hey, that headband. He was looking like JaVale McGee from
He had a
far.
Band-aid or something on his head. Yeah. What happened to him, man?
He ran into Damian Jones and just started bleeding or something. That nigga punched him or something. I don't know what happened with Clay.
Yo, man, the Warriors, it's just obvious, so we don't got to spend too much time on it. Yo, the shit's unfair, bro. It's legitimately unfair. Klay had not been shooting well all season. He was like 5 for 36.
Like, what thing was 17% from 3-point line?
And this is just like
14 for 24.
And then it's just like, you know what? Today I want to break the single game NBA threes record today. And everybody on the team is feeding him so he can do it. He then does it.
It's so whack.
Yeah, he scored like 54 points in 25 minutes. Like, bro, I'm telling you, somebody got to get the strap, bro.
And the previous record holder was the nigga that was passing him the ball. Right.
Yo, and then the most disrespectful thing of the week from Golden State was KD missed that three-pointer. It bounced perfectly to Steph Curry. He's like, I guess I'll shoot it. And then he makes it. And I'm sitting there like, bro, we got to figure out a way to stop the Warriors, man.
What's craziest to me about the record, though, is like the next person that makes has got to make 15. They're going to have 45 points just off threes. That's crazy.
It's probably going to be Kevin Durant.
Shit, it's probably going to be one of them light skins.
It probably is going to be one of them.
I hope it's Damian Lillard.
Keep the gun loaded. Or get the strap if somebody's going for it.
I'm just telling you, somebody's got to Adam Bank Steph Curry. I'm telling you, I don't know what you got to do. But we got to figure out a way to get Steph Curry out of here because he's a terrorist. It's that simple.
You just said Steph's bad for the league. He's the only guy that's been there through it all. Why can't somebody else go?
Golden State's bad for the NBA.
Steph was there when they was going 26-52 or whatever the record would be for 82 games. Let him cook in this and enjoy his life.
It's not good. It's not fun.
Blame KD.
AD ain't even nothing to say about his team.
I got nothing. There's nothing to say.
We had a good game. Didn't Zach play well?
Who?
Your boy Levine.
Yo, it was funny because I actually...
Jabari dropped you a solid 12.
Who?
You want a campaign.
No, he don't like none of them.
Right.
AD don't want none of them.
They all, Hoiberg over no, here going
the whole team need to get thrown away. The whole team is cheeks. Straight cheeks. And I'm done with them.
Are you done with the Bulls?
I'm done.
After that?
No I'm still more? Riding with them, but I'm done.
That's your team, but you're yeah, fucking
I'm in the car, but I'm in the trunk. Pop my trunk when you need me. Pop the trunk when you need me.
This nigga been kidnapped.
It had, like, all the Warriors numbers, and then it was like, leading scorer for the Bulls, Zach LaVine, 11. Y'all niggas is getting a smoke.
Trash.
Y'all terrible. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. But no, we got to get the Warriors out of here. We got to team up to get them out of here. Brian, what else we got on the list, man? What else we going to talk about?
I sent
about?
You the list. Why I got to go over
no,
the
no,
list?
Hold on. You know what I actually... Yo,
this,
you know,
no, no. We no need, let's on, keep no. it real with a split second with the podcast listeners. Carrington tells me to make the list, and he's the basically overseer of the list during the show. I do my job, make the list.
I send it. I don't have the list.
It's in the group chat. Okay. Like, all you got to do is look at it. I send it to you
can
every
we talk,
time.
Can we talk about this before we talk about other NBA stuff? True. Can I read y'all? I just want to read y'all something real quick. Bon, I need your help here. This is from AB's Facebook account.
Uh-oh.
To all my hoopers out there, what's the cardinal sin we don't do before hooping? Having sex. It's a curse. You'll play like complete buns in all caps. This is a scientific fact, people. Woman, don't argue, please. I don't know if he meant women, like all of them are just his woman. It put woman, don't argue, please.
Whoever got something to say.
And then it put, dog, the symptoms are scoring for the other team.
You just completely lose
hey,
track
man,
you just, of your
bag. Hey, man, I don't know if you've ever been there before, man. It gets worse, man.
Hold on, oh, no, we've got more. Falling while backpedaling down the court. Sniper. A continuous amount of air balls.
Man, you ain't
gonna untied lay. Shoes. Missed layups. Calling fouls when no one touches you. Jogging for game 3 when you should be sprinting. Forgetting who's on your team.
Hey, that didn't sound like a real coach. That sounds like some real coach speak right now.
He's out here giving life hold lessons.
Hold on, we've got more. Calling for check ball. Calling for score. So calling for score is a symptom of having sex before asking what the score
hey,
is.
Hey, man, you trying to get your win. You're like, what score, man? We just told you what score was. Well, I need to hear it again. Yo, I'm tired.
Yo, plenty of pickup game has been ended because people can't agree what the score is. Faking an ankle injury. Claiming you came straight from work to hoop. Fouling to just be fouling. Missing the free throw to stay on for the next game after you lose. All of these are the symptoms.
This is real life fatigue down here after having sex.
Hey, man, that shit is true.
What made you? Can you just tell me what made you post this? I just want to know what made you. I literally was sitting there for 4 days perplexed. I was hoodwinked. I had no clue.
You got to be a hooper, dog. You got to know. Bond, no. I don't know if Bond, no, but hey, if I do before I go hoop, it's all right. Bad. I'm done. Brother, there's no legs. I ain't going to have nothing for you.
Definitely low.
The legs are shot.
You can't exert that much energy.
Legs are shot, brother.
And then go try and get buckets.
I had no clue that you were Mickey from Rocky and women weakened legs. I had no clue.
I'm out there like Bambi.
I had no clue that was the case.
What did he say? Shit, lightning, and crap thunder.
He said it like Bambi out there on the ice with the squiggly legs.
I don't know. Mind you got the same issues, brother. I mean, you ain't got to put your business out there, but you know.
I can't say that it's been that bad.
Right. Well, you forget what team you're on.
Hey, man.
You start scoring for the other squad.
He said score for the other team.
This nigga said that having sex makes you turn into one of the characters from Space Jam. Like you instantly turn into Barkley. You're not Charles Barkley. You're a wannabe that looks like Charles Barkley.
You lose the sauce, brother.
Yo, I had Jordan no clue.
You lose the sauce.
I had no clue that that's what sex turned you
those
into.
Those are facts, man.
I mean, I can't say I've had jelly legs before, but the scoring for other team, yeah, that's pretty true. Yeah,
you,
it's pretty traumatic.
You lost.
You start guarding people on your own roster.
You lost it all. You went for rounds if you're doing that type of thing. You should have took the day, all right?
You put in that work.
You should have went to sleep after it was over anyway. You shouldn't even be thinking about it.
You're right.
Literally.
Yeah, I am D&P rest. I am D&P rest. Literally.
It's rough, man. Whatever.
Ty Lue, brother. They did Ty Lue so foul, bro. They didn't do Ty Lue so foul. My dude, like me. To be honest, he gets his first head coaching job this season because he was the assistant coach for the Cavs for the last couple of years.
Hey,
he was the assistant coach for the last couple of years.
No disrespect, Ty Lue.
I'm happy that he gets his first coaching job this year. They only give him 6 games as the head coach after being promoted from assistant last year. And then he gets fired in the first 7 games of the NBA. We all knew the Cavs was. Who thought the Cavs was going to be good this year?
Nobody.
AB, you cheer for the Bulls. You know them. You know they got a win.
Nobody.
You lying.
They ain't got a win. It's a struggle. I thought they at least get a win.
0-6? Like, you got to be a little bit more patient. If you didn't want to have Ty Lue around, you should have just fired him at the beginning of the season and just admitted that you was tanking. What confuses me about what Cleveland's doing, if you was trying to tank, why'd you pay Kevin Love? Like, what was the point of extending Kevin Love if you wanted to tank and be sorry this year?
Because, I don't think that's the thing. That tells you how backwards their management is, because they really actually thought that they could compete for a playoff spot in the East. Like, when they was talking that shit before the season, I know Tristan was talking this shit, but the front office really thought that. You know, they thought that with the pieces that they still had, that they could at least compete for one of those last 2 spots. But again, that shows you how terrible that front office is. Just the whole process of how they went about it. Like, even with them not gonna be shit this year, you should at least let him finish the season now. Like, I mean, what is it gonna change from them firing him? They're not bringing anybody in. All they're doing is bringing somebody on or letting somebody be the interim coach that's actually a person that's part of his staff. So it's not like it's just a new face, that's a new voice per se. So it's not going to change anything. They're still going to be trash. So, I mean, to me, it just didn't make any sense at all why you would fire him. If you was going to bring somebody in, I mean, I can understand that. But you fired him, and technically all they're going to do is, you know, they'll win a few games. But at the end of the day, they still going to be trash. They still going to be a lottery getting a lottery pick next year. And at the end of the day, it just shows you why LeBron cannot trust who they have in the front office. That's Dan Gilbert, because his whole mindset is like he really thinks that – like he has – his sense of basketball per se kind of reminds me of Jerry Jones, where they really think that they know what's going on with the game, but they really don't. It's just – we got all this money. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. And that's it. I mean, you know, let all these general managers go that were actually good general managers. And now you're going to let I'm a little biased because, you know, Tyronn Lue, you know, he's from the town. T Terry Nooner was a guy that's from the town that he hired and brought onto the coaching staff, and now you just go let it go after six games because y'all trash. That's your fault y'all trash. That's y'all fault that y'all trash. Y'all knew y'all was going to be trash. I got all them old niggas on y'all team.
Let it out, Bob. Let it out.
You got, I'm here for it.
George Hill making $19 million. Like,
he's been holding this all week.
George Hill is making $19 million. Think about that. George Hill is an NBA point guard.
George Hill ain't stealing money like Tristan. Tristan is a thief. No,
he's making $19 million, Carrington. $19 million, man.
They don't have one good contract on that team, when you think about it. Like, what's Jetty? Like, what's the... I mean, I'm talking, like, established players. They don't have one good... Clarkson's contract's not good. Mm-mm. George Hill's contract's not good. Tristan's contract's not good.
JR's ain't either.
They got all bad contracts on their team, aside from the young guys.
And right, and that's why I say why management is so ass-backwards, because I guess it was, you know, the story is that if there was a clash between... They wanted them to play the younger guys... All your older guys are guys that you are paying $14 million, $22 million, $19 million, JR, $12 million. Like, all these old guys, you paying all this money, so you just want them to go sit on the bench and just collect all that money and not do anything? Like, that doesn't even make sense. So, you, management, put yourselves in that situation by paying them. I know everybody going to say, well, yeah, LeBron got them paid. Probably. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, you know, you were competing for championships.
Ain't no probably with Tristan Thompson.
He definitely got Tristan. Yeah,
Tristan Thompson would be on the Sacramento Kings right now if it wasn't for LeBron James.
Right.
Tristan more worried about hoes than he worried about hooping. If we keeping it all the way a buck.
These are facts.
Tristan's not even kind of focused on basketball. Bro, you 6'9". Get your ass out of the hookah bar. Get your big ass on somewhere,
that
Tristan.
That whole situation, it's just all bad. Like I said, it ain't going not going to change anything. It's not, I mean, they don't even got any young guys. He told me they want to play young guys, so they got Colin Sexton.
That's all they got.
And after Colin Sexton, that's it.
Yeah, that's the Osman kid, though, of course. He's cool.
I'm talking about somebody that you actually is trying to groom to be a star.
I mean, I'm on your side. I mean, it was obvious that LeBron was playing with the Knicks last year. It's obvious that LeBron was playing with bums. Is it not obvious? Look at it now. Cleveland about to win 17 games this year with no LeBron. Last year, they went to the finals with LeBron. It's obvious he's playing with bums.
J.R. Smith can't even get any PT right now.
That's crazy.
He's not getting any PT. Sam Decker is starting over J.R. Smith.
And they right in Cleveland.
He got that Supreme tattoo, and nothing was the same.
Nothing's been the same since last year. They got their rebound dribbling it out, man.
Hey, man, hey. Thought you had to take it back.
Hey, so.
Yo, don't even bring that up, bro. That shit still makes me angry. Don't even bring that up to me.
He passed it to the $19 million, man.
$12 million, you can't even look up at the scoreboard when it's right there. It's a perfect 4K. You can't look up and see the score.
Didn't Rondo do the same thing last week? When they played the Spurs? When he passed, Brown gave him that pass? He could have took the layup, but he brought it out looking for a three, didn't he?
It wasn't as bad as...
We were watching that because Lakers were down three in that scenario. So
he passed to Rondo?
Yeah, Rondo didn't want to get a two, wanted to try to get a three, and then shockingly, LA couldn't shoot, so they missed the three. I mean, I can't believe that they couldn't hit an outside jump shot. That hasn't been a problem so far for the Lakers this season.
On the Ty Lue thing, I was listening to Speak for Yourself, and I don't listen to Whitlock or agree with him much, but he did make a good point. I wonder how much of this had to do with anything. But he basically said it seemed like it could have been an amicable split between Ty Lue and the Cavs before their record got tarnished. It seemed like a plausible idea. Maybe he wanted to leave because he knew how trash that would be. I wonder what y'all think about that in terms of...
2 weeks in, though? That's the thing, two weeks?
Why not do that?
He got fired before Halloween.
I agree. They should have gave him some time.
Like I said, that's that... They shouldn't have never thought they were going to be good. Like, that was first and foremost. If you are ownership...
I thought they was going to be at least eighth seed, maybe.
Man, I didn't think they were going to be... Yeah, it's the Eastern Conference.
Right,
that's why. You can compete for the eighth seed, per se. But at the end of the day, what are you trying to do? You don't have LeBron anymore.
Right.
So are you trying to just compete to be competitive and be an eighth seed?
Right.
Or are you trying to tear this whole house down and rebuild from scratch? And that's what they needed to do. So if that's the case, then just let him go before the season even start. Like, bring in a whole new regime. If you want to play young guys and you want to get rid of all these old guys, you got to start over from scratch. You can't be in the middle of, we want to still be competitive, but at the same time, we want to trying to get these. No, just start over because y'all wasn't going to be shit in the first place. You wasn't going to be shit. Your daddy wasn't shit.
You know? You twisted your girl a hole.
Shit once LeBron left. So it's just, to me, I mean, it's just, I don't, it's like, how do these billionaires, I mean, you have all these people that you hire that's supposed to think about this stuff and make these decisions for you. And this is something that I can go show to an eighth grader right now and be like, hey, if you had this scenario, what would you do? Would you try to continue to win or would you try to start over? And at the end of the day, they can make that decision. But again, these egos come into play. And like I said, LeBron leave. They don't want it to be, well, now we got to start. You saw what happened the first time when he left. Like,
it was obvious what was going to happen.
It was not going to change.
Yeah, for sure.
So they thought that they had something with bringing in Colin Sexton, getting having a draft pick. But at the end of the day, y'all was going to be trash. It was just, this is a bad situation altogether. And
let me ask y'all this, though. I don't want to be in the position of defending Dan Gilbert, but I will for the podcast.
Trump ass.
If you can't have everybody on the same page, it's better sooner rather than later. Because if you're bad, like how the Cavs are bad, we agree, they're not a good team. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have everybody on board with either we're going to try to make the playoffs and like try to be a 7 or 8 seed, or we need to try to get the first overall pick. Yeah. There's no in the middle. Either we're going to be all in and trying to make the playoffs this year, or we're going to be all in on trying to be a terrible team and finding out what these young guys can do. There's no in the middle. So, for whatever reason, if everybody's not on the same page and Ty Lue doesn't want to be on the same page as everybody else, then you got to go get a new coach. I'm with you that I'd rather figure that out at the beginning of the season. There's no reason to fire him before Halloween. It tells me that y'all should have had these conversations over the summer to find out where y'all was at. I mean, it's not like LeBron decided he was leaving October 11th. Y'all knew LeBron was going all summer. You knew he was going.
Ty Lue out here traveling around summer league games.
Y'all knew he was going. 4th of July weekend. Like, LeBron left 4th of July weekend. So you had all of this time to figure it out. I'm just making that one point for Cleveland, and this is the only time in this podcast I'll ever defend Dan Gilbert. But if you're not on the same page of trying to be bad or at least trying to make the playoffs, you got to go in a different direction.
But it was his decision. His decision came when he decided to extend. They say Kobe Altman, but come on now. We all know that Kobe Altman, maybe this year he having a little bit more say. But at the end of the day, when you decided to extend Kevin Love and give him more money on top of what you was giving him, like, you made that decision where we're not really trying to tank. We're not really trying to get the first pick and all this stuff. So, again, they didn't even have to re-sign. That was the first bad move that they did, is trying to re-sign Kevin Love to that extension because they wanted to keep a star around. No, man, y'all just got to tear down and start over. Like, you just got to face facts. Like, you're not going to be good until you find another star that you can groom from the draft. Like, you're not going to get nobody to sign there. You want to keep Kevin Love? Great. Keep him to this guy. He still had 2 more years left. They extended him. So you made that decision then where you didn't really know, well, you knew what you was trying to do, but then you decided, I'm going to panic with 6 games in. We're like, oh, shit, we really are this trash.
Which we all knew. We all knew you was going to be that trash.
We really are this trash. And then 6 games in, you're like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to scrap that plan. And we're going to decide that, yeah, we really want to just try to get these young guys some PT. You don't want to do that, so we understand you're out of here. So, again, man, I'm actually happy that he's out
there. Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. I think long-term it'll be better for him. Because if he sits there, you know how coaches are in the NBA now. You sit there and lose for a whole league, you might not get another job, or you'll get another bad job. At least now he's got some type of salvageable record and everything, and people know what he can do. Yeah. He might can get some decent job whenever Scott Brooks gets fired from the Wizards.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact, 2 finals, you want to ring, LeBron vouches for you.
Yeah, that's
like
what
LeBron,
saying.
Just LeBron.
I think if he sits there and they go 17-60, though, he might not get it.
I kind of feel like he was always going to get another job, Toronto, just because, like, people got respect for him. Right. Like David Blatt, like, people just didn't have respect for David Blatt. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron signed up to go to Cleveland. He didn't sign up to play for David Blatt. It was that clear. LeBron was like, yo, I ain't playing for you no more. And they got his ass out of here. And that's what happened. And David Blatt, I don't think we've seen from him again. I don't know where he is right now.
Overseas somewhere.
Peace to my man, David
Blatt.
Back
overseas.
Yeah, peace to my man,
getting
David
them Euros.
Definitely getting them Euros. It's been a while since we actually sat down and had this conversation. What's Minnesota waiting on with Jimmy Butler?
Bruh.
You got offered 4 first-round picks? 4?
I think Tibbs is being hard-headed. He's very hard-headed.
You got offered 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler. Man, I'd have been like, where do I sign in this scenario? Where do I sign?
I mean, all those first round picks, like I can see the trepidation in not wanting to go with that because on the surface that looks good. Oh, you get four first round picks.
Two of them are gonna be good picks though, probably. Two of them will be good.
Houston's could be good every year though, and they could be later.
To me, if I'm the GM, like I don't want four middle round picks.
Right.
I don't want four middle round picks. Yeah, maybe one of them might end up being, you know, a lottery pick, but what's the chances of that with, you know what I'm saying, with, like, to me, Houston is going to be, you know, they're going to be a viable team the next 5-6 years unless, you know, James Harden just gets hurt or, you know, something like that happens. So I don't, I mean, those, I understand the reason why I don't just, let's go along with that.
Because do they get a better deal than that? Whenever they trade Jimmy Butler, which seems like it's going to be sooner rather than later. Do we think they get a better deal than what Houston? Because to me, it's either you get one of the, like, you know, you're not getting both. You either get a good player in exchange for Jimmy Butler, or you're getting a big compensation of draft picks. You got offered the big compensation of draft picks from Houston. You don't want the draft picks. So you better get a really, really good player in exchange for Jimmy Butler.
I don't think it's going to be sooner rather than later. I think it's going to come down to the last minute when they actually decide to pull the trigger.
Trade deadline.
Yeah.
You think he's there for a while?
Yeah, I think so. I think Tibbs is very hard-headed, and he wants to believe that he can help Jimmy Butler stay there.
There's a right now there's a battle between management, Glenn Taylor, and Thibodeau.
Because all I know is Glenn don't know shit about basketball. That's all I know.
That's where the battle is.
That's all I know. I can't speak on anything else.
Yeah, Thibodeau is he's in that position right now where he's pretty much kind of fighting for his job. So his mindset is like, I want to compete now. Like,
I need somebody I can play 47 minutes tonight.
Yeah, you know he's going to play him 47 minutes.
Yeah, unless you can give me some guys, bring in some guys as if we let go of Jimmy Butler that they can actually continue to help us compete
right now.
I don't want nothing though. That's why them draft now the draft picks and things like that.
What is Phoenix waiting on? What is Phoenix waiting on? Trade Josh Jackson and go get Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, they, I mean,
go get Jimmy Butler.
Who knows what Tibbs has? If they probably made that call, Tibbs probably told them, yeah, we want Josh Jackson.
Booker.
We want Devin Booker.
DeAndre Ayton. Oh, y'all got him.
We want
y'all. I got Jamal Crawford, too. Come on back.
We want Kevin Johnson and Dan Marley.
Rip them jerseys down. We want them all.
Yeah, so, we want the gorilla.
Right. So right now, I mean, he's just trying to get as much as he can out of Jimmy because eventually you're going to have to trade him because like you're in a no-win situation.
He's
like they don't have any leverage right now either because everybody knows that he wants to leave and he's going to leave.
Yep.
So you got to trade him by the trade deadline. So to me, I mean, Tibbs wants players back. So whoever can give him the best deal where I can get some draft picks and a few players that can actually help now, that's the deal they're going to take. But just offering up a bunch of draft picks, you know, it's always going to be a fight between management and Tibbs with that because, like you said, he's fighting for his job and he wants to play. He wants to try to win now. Kind of in a situation what Cleveland thought they were in, but they're actually in a situation where they have players and they can actually kind of compete.
Let's go around the room. I don't think we've actually got this on record. I think we did in that one, but we lost the audio. Where do you think Jimmy Butler goes?
He said lost the audio. Like, like it's locked in a vault somewhere. Like.
Disappeared.
Another stab at Anchor.
Right.
Yeah, trash-ass Anchor.
Didn't even use Anchor back then.
Where does Butler go?
I think he'll get traded to Miami.
You know, I'm just happy that when he leaves, D. Rose gets more playing time. I ain't going to lie to you. Rose out here cooking. My guy just had 11-5-5. Y'all out here hating.
Cooking with
the
11,
night
5,
before
5.
That, he had 28. I don't
know
what
how
else.
You really feel, AB.
I don't know what else y'all want from my guy. I don't know what else you want. Nah, but for real, I think I like Brooklyn.
It's hard for me to say because I don't think that the team that trades for him is going to be the team that he stays with at the end of the season. Like, I think that somebody's going to reach. They're going to reach and be like, okay, yeah, we got a chance to compete this year. So let's see if we can try to bring him in, you know, a team like one of those middling teams like
Charlotte or somebody.
Indiana?
Not necessarily. Yeah. Indiana don't have enough money.
What if I throw this in there? Toronto. I mean, the team you're talking about, if you're going to really be all in on trying to go to the finals this year, I don't know their pick situation. I'm just literally throwing a team out there top of my head. If you're Toronto.
I don't think Tibbs want picks.
Yeah,
and I don't know
think
what
they
players
got
they
anything.
Would
to
you want CJ Miles?
Yeah, I don't think Toronto, as I go through the Rolodex of their roster in my head, they don't really have anything that...
You want Valanciunas?
Hell no.
Get you a Valanciunas.
Wow, they got Travis Kelce?
Who want to put slow-ass Valanciunas right out there with Cat? No, right. They don't really don't have work anything. So I don't...
How about Drake? You know he's a team hopper. You know Drake's a team hopper.
He's Drake available on the trade block.
Drake will happily go show up for the Minnesota Timberwolves for a couple of months.
Drake is over there building a mansion. He's not trying to leave Toronto.
I don't know if you can't get Drake.
I mean, I'll say this. I think it'll be a team that can actually pay him at the end of the year. I can see a team like the Clippers having, you know, that'll be the team that I can see. They have a couple of young pieces that Tibbs would want. And on top of that, they have... Their draft picks are actually picks that if you give them a couple of first round picks, those picks can actually turn into lottery picks, you know, because they're a team right now on the fringe of are they good or are they really trash? So that's a team that I can see that will reach trade form, and then they'll actually try to pay him at the end of the year too.
He said that was one of the teams, right?
Yep. That was one of the teams.
Those LA teams, they just wait for players, I guess.
Butler want to get paid. At the end of the day, Butler, you know, he's selling a good game, but he really want to get paid.
That's what Jalen said.
He want to get one of those. He want a big contract. So if you think about it, those teams that he named at the, you know, when it first went down, were teams that actually had money to pay him. Whoever reaches for him, like if it's one of those real contenders that reach and actually lands him, I don't think he'll stay because they won't have any money to pay him.
So. I know we probably ain't going to talk about Toronto for too long, but Kawhi looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Kawhi looks very good. Kawhi's
healthy. Kawhi's, yes.
He got that glow like after a relationship where she was weighing you down.
He got two DMPs for rest, so let's wait a little long term. But, yeah, other than that, he looks
when
great.
When I saw that nigga get that no-look steal, like, I've watched a lot of basketball in my years. Like, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, basketball probably dominates – my life right now. I get in trouble with the wife because of it too. And that was the first time that I've ever seen a no-look steal. Like, then they trying to backdoor cut his ass.
That's true. Be watching Sacramento Grizzlies on lead pass. Hey, honey, wait. I got to finish this. It's in the fourth quarter.
She's going to sleep already.
I got Bucks and Heat tonight, baby girl. Giannis ain't playing, though.
Shut up. But yeah, when that nigga dove for that no-look, that backdoor cut, and he got that still. I said, yeah, that nigga back.
No, he looked great.
That's a sweet ass play.
Yeah, no, so far he's been great. We can get back to serious basketball stuff here in just a minute. But the fact of like how one of the reasons we need to get them out of here is Draymond Green liked a picture from 83 weeks ago of Bradley Beal's girl. Bradley Beal. If you don't fight Draymond Green the next time y'all play each other, you've lost all credibility with me. I see. That's why the Wizards are 1-6 so far this season. Because you letting dudes like your girl's picture from 83 weeks ago.
It's two girls in the picture, though. Is it really an issue? I don't. I'm just asking. I'm the one that posted it. I'm just asking.
AB did
I'm
answer questions.
I'm just asking.
I answered it.
Somebody go
on
your girl's picture right now. Your queen. And she go back 83 weeks.
He said, your
weeks?
Queen. Why you got to say 83
weeks?
One of the homies did on my other podcast. He already did it. He was like, so how do you feel, bro? I was like, I don't
know. Okay, but I'm saying that's just your homie.
I see you saying
that. If it ain't your homie, why are you going to spend all that time? Who cares?
83 weeks? You was doing a deep dive.
I ain't got time.
83 weeks is not
I ain't got the time to care.
It ain't like he deep diving in her.
Right.
Like, what kind of podcast is this?
If you deep diving in the box,
I don't
want to
say what. I don't know what kind of
this
podcast.
This mark is explicit. So okay. Let it ride. You might fuck up my
I'm
sponsor.
I'm the only one. Y'all hold it off. Y'all three married people here. You telling me you going to let somebody from her job go back 83
Keisha
weeks?
Keisha asked me that after she posted on AB status. I told her, I don't care. I ain't got time to care about that stuff, bro.
83?
Bro, I ain't
not
got time.
Not three, not eight. Not even 30.
I won't even be on my explore page going back to check that far. I mean, who got time for that?
It's different. If he's actually cheating, if they cheating, that's different. But I mean, he's liking a picture, bro.
It's just
the
principle.
Yeah. I got time.
It's the principle.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, but I don't know.
I get how folks could care and might want to be on site about it, but I just ain't got the time, bro.
I mean, there is a little history, though, because they, last year when they got into that little fake almost brawl?
That sounds like the Warriors. Fake almost brawl.
It was a fake.
Remember last year when Kevin Durant was fake tough for those 2 weeks?
I still is fake
tough. Bro, if you don't go brush your hair, get the hell out of here.
Still is fake tough. But yeah, there was a little history there. You know what I'm saying? I don't,
he might be trolling.
Right. You know, it's Draymond Green. Right. So, you know,
he got a couple rings now, too.
I'm so on both sides.
83 weeks, bro.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. That is.
I'm sorry.
What you doing? What you doing in somebody like that? That's Jerry a lot of. Picture from 83 weeks. What
83
you doing?
Weeks? We got a problem.
You pulling up? Are you hitting them on the socials? What you doing?
I figured that.
Are you mad at your girl? Are you mad at your girl? Like, you go right. Are you delete mad the pic? Like,
how big are they?
Are you mad at your girl because they've been friends?
Were they not friends and he went back? Relationship. Yo, this nigga liked your picture you from 83 weeks ago.
That's a lot of thumb twerks.
I'm just saying is.
Yeah, that is to a me, few pages down.
That's what I'm saying. You go through 83 weeks ago. You was purposely going through. You was studying her. Man, you got to scroll back 15 minutes to get back 83
it's
weeks.
It's Draymond. Yeah, time, so bro. it's something behind it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Draymond is one of the petty kings in the league. Yeah. You know, so. It's something.
Who are
behind.
The petty kings
they,
in the league?
They did a remix to the Fergie video.
Embiid's petty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Embiid's very petty.
He's up there.
Yeah.
Who are your other petty kings?
Joel.
Petty kings in the league.
He's a petty king. It's always Negroes that are
Negroes. <It's> Negroes. He's trying to keep the sponsors.
Negroes with a K. K-N-E-E.
Not triple K. Not triple K. Not
G-R-O-W.
A-B said not triple K. Yeah. Like, we all were confused. Like, I think we all knew that. Yeah.
Not tall hats.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
None of us were confused. All of us understood.
I think I was confused.
It's always one of them that gets a lot of notoriety, always, you know what I'm saying, are seen, and they want to be seen. So, like, guys like Joel Embiid, who knows that anything he says, he's always going to be on TV now, so they're going to see that. And just like with Draymond, I mean, for him, even in the championship parades when he was talking about Tristan and, you know, all that, like, those are things that guy's not going to forget. So is that was strategic for him to go and like something from 83 weeks ago. Like, I went and looked at Instagram. There's a lot of pictures over there that he could have liked. A
from
lot
83?
Of pictures. No, prior to that.
Three weeks ago, it was 100 photos. Yeah. You know she an IG
that's
model out here.
Like,
I did my own research.
Like. So for you to go to... 83 weeks and like one particular picture, that was strategery. Strategery.
Pick one with two girls so it didn't look too bad, but yet it was 83 was weeks.
I did my own research. Foolish falling for. I mean, which one was he talking about?
I mean, low key, you do got a one.
That's how bored the damn Warriors is getting to where they got to go.
They got to go back.
Hey, go back
on the flight between the next team, they going back 83 weeks.
What does
weeks
girl look like?
Let's create a story there. We just got them scoring 92 on. I ain't gonna say their name.
No, and then the
Bulls.
Smoker, chill. We gotta have a chill button.
He said you need to relax.
We gotta have a chill button.
No, and then we're not even talking about. I mean, we could either go back to the Warriors, and I don't know why Josh Duhamel thought that they was about to apologize to Fergie. I don't know why they thought that
they
was a good idea.
Fergie with
yo,
the
she can't sing,
bruh. That national anthem was trash.
And that's his ex too.
Right, his ex. He riding hard for the girl.
Man.
He riding hard for the girl. He trying to
she
get her back.
She probably still getting them checks.
He really was like,
some
call
low key
up
checks
there to the Breakfast Club and apologize. Like, bro, you obviously don't follow the NBA.
We finna do the Fergie challenge after this podcast. Be pissed at
us. AB probably got an IG video with the Fergie challenge.
It's coming, bro.
The Wizards, I don't know if y'all saw the Wizards, but the Wizards are back again on their Wizards bullshit, and they cannot get along. John Wall singled out unnamed teammates. John Wall can't use nobody's. He singled out unnamed teammates. Quote, we're too worried about who's getting shots. And if those players can't do it on both ends of the floor, you don't need to be playing. Then obviously Bradley Beal, who might be King Petty, said that, quote, sometimes Warriors players have their own agendas. And they complain about shots and playing time, whatever it may be. He thought the Wizards were, quote, worried about the wrong shit. Maybe the most accurate statement in this whole thing. Markieff Morris, who probably got $200,000 from Adidas, that's neither here nor there, noted that, quote, everybody's grown here, and advised his teammates to, quote, look in the mirror and cautioned that if you don't know who you are, I think it's going to be hard for you to take criticism. It was widely understood that they all were referring to Otto Porter, who left the visitors' locker room in Sacramento without talking to the media. You can't go to that man and handle this. The Wizards do this every
year. Why Otto Porter out here struggling over
every
the shots he's getting?
Why
you know what it is? Like, John Wall has been one of the ones that's always calling out somebody about their money. And I think it's a lot of them are upset that the fact that Otto Porter got $104 million. Mm. Or was that
last
year?
That's a lot of money.
When they got that contract, he got $104 million.
Which is a whole nother problem why you would pay Otto Porter $104 million.
Exactly. So,
that new cap money folks didn't know what to do when they got that new cap money.
In that locker room, like, that is bothering some Negroes. Like, that is, remember, Negroes, K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. It's bothering some Negroes in that locker room. But and to think, all this is happening, and Dwight Howard has not played a game.
Bruh.
Oh man, this back has
Dwight, that's why they want
to
see.
You know they about to blame. You know they about to blame it on Dwight, man.
They got to.
It's always Dwight's fault.
It has to be.
It's always Dwight's fault.
He got a bad back. Now he got bad buns.
Yeah, bad ass.
he got bad buns.
That locker room is. I mean, that whole lot. It's a shit show over there, and all that talent that they
man,
got.
Man, that's the bad thing.
What
that's
a way
the
to describe it. A shit show.
The Wizards got way too much talent to be this terrible. They could easily be a top four seed in the East.
They just don't seem to like
each
other.
If they just get
that's
it together.
What it is.
Scott Brooks has got to be up there. Just
you got the
hits.
Point guard. You got a two. Dwight, when he's playing, is a
you
decent
got two
five.
Two legitimate stars. They don't went through in the name.
Otto Porter's a cool two-way player. He's not bad. You got pieces.
You got a good start. Like you got when you got John Wall and Bradley Beal. Like that is a
that's
a good start. Man, you ever think about two,
they
3 years ago? You know what I'm saying? They was considered one of the best backcourts in the league, but because they can't get over pettiness, like you know what I'm saying, just sucker shit. Like come on now, like y'all grown ass men, y'all getting paid millions, right. And because one dude, the star, is worried about what another man is getting paid and all that, like. That's when your star is thinking that it's
that
not
energy permeates to the rest of the organization. Permeates to the rest of the organization.
So they got to me. They got to do something with that dynamic.
Tear it up.
He either got to go, or he got to go. That's what I've been saying. I don't think John Wall needs to stay there with what they have. He has to go, or they're gonna figure out we're gonna build this around Bradley Beal, or we're gonna build this from scratch and keep John Wall and start with new guys.
Can you imagine deciding if you want to build around Bradley Beal?
That's almost like deciding if you want to build around Brian or Carrington.
Bradley,
say we had a team. This is our franchise.
Bradley
Brian's getting
nice,
the most.
Though.
I'm clearly getting just, second. Let's just be honest.
Bradley,
it's going
20,
18. If they give you 25, I'm looking at Brian like, bro, what the Brian got 25?
I'm looking around saying,
hey man, look, that's the homie. That's the homie. But Brian ain't going to get 25, dog. Brian ain't getting 25.
I'm looking around
Brian
saying,
the
hey,
team.
Your payday's coming. Your
yeah,
payday's
exactly.
Coming.
But
I got the meals until it comes.
That's how I'm thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, if everybody's getting paid.
Yeah, your payday's
right.
coming.
It's coming. So just because you worried about this man and he got this money, like, I don't know, man. It's just it's these new Negroes. New Negroes, man.
Boss seems like he wants to just talk to all the players in the league.
He needs to be a guidance counselor for these
conference.
I don't get it when you get
they make
paid.
It multiple millions to play basketball.
Very angry.
Take the Tom Brady approach.
So angry at the East.
You got to take that Tom Brady approach. It works, bro.
I don't know why you're so angry at the East.
Take a little less.
Talented. That's the thing. They're talented. They are talented, and it's no matter of fact in the Lost Podcast. That was one of the teams who I thought they could be a sleeper team because of the talent that they had.
Oh, they sleep. Yeah. I do think it goes to say that when Golden State had cap space, they spent it on Kevin Durant. The Wizards spent it on Otto Porter. It just explains why some teams are in the situation that they're in when you spend.
That was the bad time of the cap increase because somebody was going to give it to them. That's the bad thing. But the Wizards just should have let somebody else give it to them because somebody definitely was going to give them a max deal. Yeah, somebody was giving out a
free bag.
The thing is, nobody in the NBA ever wants to say no. Like, we're not paying you. Like, no. Like,
they think they can get more off of what they've seen if they give more opportunity, which sometimes that happens, sometimes it don't. But
they were confident that they were ready to compete. That was that year when John Wall and Bradley Beal were doing all that shit, talking about how, you know, we the best backcourt in the league, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we were a team that could take down LeBron. They, you know what I'm saying, they had a good showing in the playoffs. So they felt
Aaron Rodgers had to go talk to him. Right. R-E-L-A-X.
They felt they wanted to keep their nucleus together. So because the Brooklyn Nets signed him to that offer sheet, they felt like they had to match it. No, peace out, Otto. Have fun in New Jersey.
Gotta go.
Or Brooklyn, I mean, and let it go. They could easily have somebody doing exactly what Otto Porter is doing right now.
Who's the dude that come up right after him with like the Mohawk hair?
That's it.
He could have took them minutes and got them buckets. Oubre.
Basically the same player.
One's given more opportunity.
Chuck. Can we talk about how the Clippers made a tribute video for Austin Rivers?
Somebody check up.
I don't even this smoke.
Not Blake Griffin.
Bruh.
Not Chris Paul.
He was out here in the community helping.
Not DeAndre Jordan. Not Doc Rivers.
He was making a wish for kids out here in his tribute video.
Can you imagine you work in a Clippers digital department? Somebody comes to you and is like, hey, you know
what? We got to make this Austin Rivers.
I need you to make an Austin Rivers highlight.
What clips do we have? Am I searching his IG for these clips?
It was him doing layups. He's out here doing layups.
It started out with him tying his shoe. That told you everything you need to know.
That was
tying his shoe in slow motion. You told me everything I needed to know right then and there.
I just don't understand how Austin Rivers
he couldn't have been okay with
a tribute video. It literally was him doing layups and things in the community.
His daddy went up there and said, oh, y'all gonna make my son.
No, that's exactly what happened. Y'all gonna his make dad my said, son we giving my son a tribute.
Doc don't even love his son. He don't even love all
of them enough to give him a video.
He's the nigga that traded him at the end of the day.
How you trade Austin Rivers, but yet you love him enough to give him? Then it's like, thank you, Austin, for your contribution to the Clippers organization. He has like
there like 3 years and terrible memories. What are you talking about?
The one memory is when he had that black eye. Like he looked like Martin from the episode.
Even his new teammates was looking like, nigga, what did you do?
Bruh.
I mean, Negro.
Then in the beginning, it calls him AR-25. Yeah, ain't nobody ever called Austin Rivers.
Nah, he ain't no Andre Kirilenko. He ain't no AK. No, none of that. Ain't no AR.
AR-25.
Never.
Relax. From being just Lob City, where that's their whole thing, to this nigga's got AR-25. Like, he's just a sniper at work.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You kept
the gun loaded, all right? That's what he kept. You're trash. You're hot garbage. You're deaf and bop. That's what they should have did with that tribute video. I'm sorry. But Austin Rivers, you're terrible.
Oh, man.
Trash ass.
I've been disinfecting spray.
Bruh. Lysol that whole tribute. I'm talking about. They needed full 99.9% disinfect.
Where was Austin sitting at? Right here? All right, I got that.
Bruh. Lights off, Febreze, all that shit.
They gave his locker up with no hesitation.
Bruh.
Gave his jersey number with no hesitation.
That shit to Biden Manovich or whatever that nigga name is.
But
a 7'3" nigga out here is in Austin Rivers' old shit, bruh.
It was the Shai Gilgeous Alexander with no hesitation.
The nigga don't even jump to dunk on niggas. That's who got Austin Rivers' locker up.
What is it? Oh my God.
They gave it to Bomani Jones out here, nigga. That's who's got Austin Rivers.
Get this nigga Austin Rivers so far out of here.
How you gonna disrespect Austin, bro?
And if he signed off all that, man, he really sucked for that, dog. For you to, if they
should have turned that down, right?
Like, oh,
I don't,
should have been
automatically.
Hell, no, you know how embarrassed I'd be,
bro.
Like, dude, y'all know y'all have
had community work.
All these guys before me, y'all want to give me a tribute video with me tying my shoes and even double knot, son.
No.
Come on, son.
His current team.
They gonna do one
lost.
For DeAndre Jordan. It's gonna be him in Houston, Texas, inside the house with a chair in front of the door, and JJ Redick's gonna be tweeting.
No,
or
he
something.
Has real. Highlights, real memories. When he dunked on Brandon Knight, he's got real memories, like legitimate.
Austin Rivers got real memories too, tying his shoe up, getting ready for the game.
Nobody even remembers those highlights.
JJ Redick even got more.
They should have put his Duke highlights up there. I remember his Duke highlights.
Big Baby Davis has more highlights.
Big Baby?
Paul Pierce got more Clippers highlights than all of this.
I mean, Omar Epps from Love and Basketball, Quincy McCall. Quincy McCall has more memories than Austin.
Hey, Marlon Wayans from Sixth Man. got more highlights.
Yeah, hey, man, you ain't gonna be doing my boy Austin Rivers like that.
Bruh, Austin was terrible. Everybody know he came over because of his dad.
You gotta have a minimum 2K rating to get a tribute.
Bruh.
Like, they gotta look at your 2K rating. If you under 80, you don't deserve a tribute video, bruh.
That was so bad.
That was
That's awful. Like Cleveland having a Matthew Dellavedova tribute video.
Kelly has more highlights than fucking Austin Rivers.
Bruh.
Yo, y'all need to stop talking bad on AR.
He was a playoff. Dele was a playoff hero.
He locked up Steph Curry.
Relax. Relax. Relax.
Playoff hero. He's very strong.
The knee was bad.
Oh, but when D Rose has a bad knee, y'all see what I'm saying.
When he has a bad knee, he misses seasons.
Hey, man, whatever, man.
We're definitely not comparing the knees and health of Steph Curry and D Rose.
Right. We seen the footage of Steph behind the back dropping threes in Deli's face.
That was all bad.
Shout out to
AR25. AR25,
our guy.
5'2
AR. AR25.
Didn't even give him a damn.
Thank you. Coach K will give one to Zion. We give one to him.
Steve Ballmer's so far to fuck up out of here. This nigga trash.
I mean, Quinn Richardson and Darius Miles, they come with that little headband thing.
Lamar Odom should have got
it. They had a show, though. They had a show. They had real highlights.
Yeah. Are we worried about Houston? Bond really want to talk about Houston struggles.
Yeah, I am.
Y'all worried about Houston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Kinda.
Go ahead.
They've gotten worse.
That's so early. I'm not worried about Houston at all.
Yeah, it's early, but they just don't look right. Like it just
Clint looks, don't look as dominant as he looked last year. The inside game is non-existent.
Trevor Hurt.
Still not great.
Trevor Hurt.
So early in the season, man.
And we said that, too.
I'm not worried. In fact, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs or anything like that. But
they just won't be the two seed like I thought.
The fall off from where they was at last year to where they're going to be this year. It's like they're not going to be – this is the team that's prime to get bounced. In the first round.
Yep.
They get that right matchup with somebody. They're primed to get bounced out in the first round because, I mean, unless they make a move, you know what I'm saying, bring somebody else in, which you see they trying to do.
They're trying to.
There's a reason why they try to give up all them picks for Jimmy Butler.
They need him.
They see what's going on. Like, yeah, this kind of it don't look right. It's early. Like, with those teams, when it's early, I don't put a lot of stock into that. But it's just certain styles. I mean, you can look and see how they play. And it just looked like that nothing that they have going on is matching right now. That whole mellow.
I mean, Harden was hurt. He had the hamstring. They had the fight, so they had some suspensions. I don't really think it's – I think it's super early.
But their biggest strength to me was offensively, and they don't even look as good offensively as it was. Just, they used to run pick and roll and lobs with Clint all day long, and I haven't really seen Clint be dominant like he was last year.
Like I said, I want you –
It's because Melo's energy's on the team.
That's probably a
You can't be a winner if Melo's around. You can't be a winner.
That's a sad day in the NBA. Melo's done went from being great to just –
Melo is basketball.
He's the team obliterator like T.O. now, right?
You know who he is? He's basketball Phillip Rivers. He puts up a lot of numbers, but he'll never win anything. Melo's not winning nothing. Nothing.
Maybe right.
Unless he go to Golden State.
Something. Yeah, it's just
Yo, don't even say no.
Just ride.
Like
just ride the bench, though. I don't need you.
I hope he do go and blow it up.
I actually low key wouldn't mind Vince Carter going to Golden State to get a ring. Go ahead and get a Karl Malone ring. Go and get that Gary Payton ring. He was supposed to get at the end of his career. Vince can definitely give you 7 minutes. Golden State, go trade for Vince for the culture.
More than 7 minutes.
He's definitely playing more than that. Now,
on that
right?
team, I don't know.
What you mean? They got Jonas Jerebko. Okay.
Jonas gave us a game winner.
He did. It's his own team. He did.
He was out there hitting one leg of threes a couple times ago.
Who was that on?
That was on the Wizards.
Oh, okay.
That don't really count. They're not Duke might beat the Wizards right now.
Or no, I think that was the Bulls, actually. Sorry.
Chill. Why? You already had a team. But we already
had. I didn't want to say it.
But we already had a team established.
I just wanted to be.
My thing is, regardless if it's a fact or not, we already had a team established.
I can't say that's my team, and I mean I know who.
But we already had a team established. You already said the Warriors or the Wizards, so we got to keep it moving. Don't try to go find the fact.
We're on rehash. Back to Houston.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of Chicago. No more. Y'all sorry.
We already know that.
We sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, let's stay on Houston. Houston is trash.
Jesus Lord,
I'm not worried about him. Bond, you're worried.
Yes, I'm worried. I'm worried to the fact because of my expectation for them this year was to compete with Golden State this year. And just looking at them now, I don't see it. I do not see it at all.
AB,
I'm worried. They lost Trevor. That defense just ain't like it was last year with CP. And then, of course, Harden's not going to play, but Trevor plays. And then whoever the four is, PJ Brown or the PJ, what the fuck is his name, Tucker? Whatever. Yeah. He kind of plays, and then you got Capella. He was playing last year, but he's not really playing it like he was last year, this year. So.
Yeah, PJ, he's supposed to be another one of their defensive guys, and he really just hasn't been impactful on defense.
He's so more worried about his fashion walking in slow motion.
Him and James Harden do be the fashion group.
Walking in slow motion.
You know, they put it in slow motion.
Kick game is on point, though.
Kick game open is shirts. Fire.
He care more about that than anything.
That's what I'm saying.
He kicks on court. Hey. Y'all remember that kicks on court they used to do? Kicks on court was so fire.
Who's wearing shoes and the colorways?
Are you worried about Oklahoma City?
Yes.
So far. I'm more worried about them than I'm worried about Houston.
I'm worried about, well,
yeah, I'm worried about
to me, Oklahoma.
Pick one, Bob. Pick one.
Oklahoma City was never that team to be the top team. So
right. That's they have a list.
It's because Russell's not a winner.
We know this.
It's obvious Russell's not a winner.
All them contested shots to show
respect for Russell.
I think Russ is a great player. I don't know if you can win if that's your best player because of his attitude. Like, I just don't know if he's the guy to lead you anywhere.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not a guy that I would want to be my leader, per se.
And he is your leader.
You might have a point there. You might have a point.
I was on the same train as Russ. Everybody liked Russ. I like Russ too. Man, that series last year against the Jazz was very, very telling to me about, like, if you're a true superstar, like I think Russ is, you find a way to win that series against Utah. Nobody's saying you got to win a championship last year. Man, you got outplayed by a rookie in Donovan Mitchell last year. He was angry the whole last two games. He was talking about locking up Ricky Rubio. Like, what? Go lock up Donovan Mitchell. Don't lock up Ricky Rubio's bum ass. That ain't the dude you need to be worried
about.
Samurai
Jack bum.
Ricky was giving him buckets, though, so he needed to lock him up.
Yeah, you weren't even locking up Ricky. That was just very telling to me. Like, that was kind of that moment of, we gave you a pass because of the KD stuff, and you had public sentiment on your side.
KD was right.
KD was right. That maybe KD wasn't right to go to Golden State, and I know everybody got their own opinions about it. He was right to get away from Russell Westbrook, though. Like, I came away thinking that. Like,
I agree.
Like, maybe he was right about Russell Westbrook.
I agree. I've always been team Russell. But when, like you said, when you look at just how he reacted to that whole situation, Utah told me a lot about. That's when I came to the realization that he's not a real leader. Like, he doesn't think the game. Like, when you're a leader, you got to think the game. You got to think about other stuff. When you're worried about Ricky Rubio because he had one good game, you know what I'm saying, and that's what everybody was talking about because you was so angry, upset afterwards, and then your response to it is, I'm locked it up. Like, what? Come on now. Like, why are you worried about Ricky Rubio? Right. Like, he is that you cut off the head of the snake. Hey, if you would have been like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to take on the task of guarding Donovan Mitchell the rest of the series, I would have gave him
Joe
more
Ingles even. Go lock up Joe Man. Ingles.
I would have gave him more respect. I would have been like, okay,
fifth best player, bro. Ass out of here.
But to be worried about him, and it's like, that's not even the person that's you need to worry about. And then Rubio ended up getting hurt, and they still end up getting thrashed. So, that's what separates to me Russy from actually reaching his full potential is once he starts really thinking the game.
Yep.
And Brian has brought this up a lot, just some of the shots that he take. Like, if he turns some of those bad shots that he take into just, like you said, just attacking the rim every time, like, he would become more efficient. He's going to get to the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter. Like, his whole game would change, but he doesn't think like that. His whole mindset is, I'm going 100 miles an hour. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what shot we need. You can't tell me what shot I need to take because I'm going to take the shot that I want to take. And that's the end of it. Everybody's scared of.
You, this Lamborghini don't go through a brick wall? Give me another one. Let me try again.
Coaches staff is scared. They ain't got the right coaches staff there.
They don't want to
say nothing to him because they know he's going to go crazy.
You're going to tear him up.
If you're doing the wrong thing, that's what I'm here to tell you. You're doing the wrong thing. You know, I'm not doing my job if I'm not telling
Billy
you.
Donovan don't seem like that personality. Scott Brooks don't seem like that personality.
He needs a strong personality in there that's sitting him down and be like, hey, Russ, you know, when was that interview? Nigga, you tripping.
Because that athleticism only gonna go so far, Russ.
Right. Yeah, eventually that's gonna slow down. He's got to find whatever way.
Because he's good enough to think the game, like Bond said. If he could just slow down, bro.
He just needs
to pick your moments.
He needs to find a way.
There's nothing nobody can do with you.
I mean, if we're talking like physical gifts, he's one of the five most physically gifted players in the league.
For sure.
Like, just a sheer ability. Like, I don't think he's LeBron or KD or Giannis. I mean, after that, like, there aren't too many people that I think can get whatever shot they want to get. Like, Russ is one of them dudes that can get his shot.
But he, like I say, he has to start game. And that's why I have a little bit more respect for Blake Griffin now, because he's one of those guys that has all that athleticism. And when he first, you know, came to the league in those first, you know what I'm saying, few years, 3 or 4 years, you know, it was all, I'm dunking on
dunking
you.
On
I'm
everybody.
Doing that turnaround, jump 50 feet in the air, hook shot. But now you can see that he done learned how to shoot. Mm-hmm. He's always been a good passer, you know what I'm saying, been able to handle the ball. So he's learned the game, and that's, you know what I'm saying, that's going to help him as he gets older, because you go, that 45-inch vertical going to eventually become 42, then it's going to become 37, and it's going to be 30.
Hey, Blake the best scorer in the league, though. That's what he said.
Relax.
Yeah, let's calm down.
That's what he said.
I don't know how. He didn't believe that after dropping 50. He didn't believe that statement. He could have said that while
just
dropping.
Just because Jaylen Brown held him down.
I don't know how you can be the best scorer in the league if Kevin Durant's in the league. I feel like he's the best scorer. I don't know how you can be the best scorer in the league if James Harden's still in the league. I mean, he might be taking his Euro step. He doesn't get a Euro step. It's a Euro trip. That's what he does. That's what I'm going to start calling that move he does, a Euro trip. That's what Harden
does. That's
a funny move.
He made a new non-travel move. That behind-the-back shit that he did against
behind-the-back.
The Chinese team.
Wrap around.
Against J.J. Ferret.
NBA rules technically ain't a travel. But nigga, that is a travel, son.
He's out there cha-cha real smooth. That's what he was out there doing. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really want to talk about the Lakers because I'm starting to get a little bit worried about the Lakers.
What you worried
but
for?
But you ain't worried about Houston?
Right.
I'm not worried about Houston because I just think they got more established veteran parts. Like, maybe we just overestimated the other guys that LeBron's playing with for this 1 year. Like, maybe we just did. I'm not at super worry level. I'm not super worry level. I'm like at a 3.5, 4. I'm a little bit worried about it. I'm a little bit worried about the Lakers.
This is what I expected.
I'm not worried. Yeah, it's what I expected. Like, you know, because I never thought they were going to be a team this year that was going to really compete. Like, right. I still feel they're going to make the playoffs and all that. But, I mean, like you said, they right now they're working out who's going to play.
Right.
Like, who's going to play where. I mean, they didn't change the lineup so many times. Now, granted, they had to change it because when they had fight night
suspension
in fight L.A. Night. But they had changed around so many times. And it went, now KCP ain't even getting no PT. Shoot, the last lineup they threw out there, like, it was all – lone Negroes. Like, it was Lonzo, B.I. at the 2, yeah. LeBron at the 3, Kuzma at the 4, and JaVale at the 5. That was the last
one that
they brought out there.
So, B.I. said, I ain't coming off the bench.
Hey, so it's like, you know, it was his first game back. So
I threw them blows for A&T. I ain't coming off the bench. I ain't coming off the bench.
So, yeah, I ain't really worried because if they were getting blown out and things like that, I would be worried. But, like, they're in every game. I mean, matter of fact, they're 2-5 right now. They could easily be 5-2. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, pull out those close games they have. But I just think they need to work out chemistry issues. But I think they're going to be exactly what I thought they were going to be. They're going to be one of the bottom four teams. They're going to make the playoffs, have a chance to maybe win a first round series, just depending on who they draw. I was in Golden State. But, yeah, I'm not really – that's one team I'm not really –
they play Dallas tomorrow.
But because LeBron is there, of course, is going to be
magnified.
You know, it's like, they're 2-5. Oh.
Can we at least hold them to the you need to beat teams like the Mavericks standard? I'm cool if you're not beating, but you got to beat them. Like,
oh, yeah. Them teams,
you got to take care of business against non-playoff teams.
You're right. Yeah, that's –
They should win 4 out of 5. They got the Mavs, the Blazers, the Raptors, the Wolves, the Kings.
I don't know.
Just lost to the Wolves yesterday.
Toronto and Blazers are going to be
good
matchups. But
Blazers probably is at the crib. They played them on the road earlier.
So 3 out of 5 then? At least the Wolves, Kings, Mavericks.
You can get Portland at home.
They just lost to Timberwolves.
Portland at home.
They're at Portland. It's at Portland.
Oh, it's at Portland. Okay, so they're back-to-back on the road.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not really worried about wins this early with it. I'm just worried about
AB with the dynamite dropping.
I'm just worried about how they play, how they, you know what I'm saying, start bringing this stuff together. And honestly, one thing I didn't like about last night's game is Walton didn't even play make him dance Lance in the fourth quarter. Like, he's actually been him and JaVale McGee have been two of the bigger surprises in the NBA. All the shit that everybody talked about, how they was going, they bringing in these these personalities in the locker room and making fun of them, bringing in JaVale McGee and Lance.
JaVale's been great. Lance has been great.
Both of them have been.
Lance did shoot that three and then turn around like he had made it.
But that's the thing. Magic is letting him be himself. Magic is, he said he's letting him be himself, but Lance isn't doing anything on the court that's hurting him. He's not. Everything he's doing is helping him. And him not playing in the fourth. That's why I said that it's how they figure out this line of how they're going to play guys, because ain't no way he should have got 0 minutes in the fourth quarter like yesterday.
Are we surprised that LeVar hasn't been talking?
That's not hush. Somebody gave him that hush.
Come on, man. Brian's in
Lithuania somewhere.
Have
I ever told y'all my theory on LeVar?
Tell us about it.
I think that LeBron went and said, I'm not playing if LeVar is going to be doing this. And I think that Magic went to LeVar and said, this is what LeBron said. These are going to be the new rules. If you don't follow it, we sending your son's ass to Sacramento. We sending your son's ass to Memphis. You're not a star in Memphis if you're Lonzo Ball. You're not. You're just a regular NBA player with a loudmouth pops that got traded in year two. I really think that. Like, I actually think LeBron likes Lonzo. I think it was obvious that LeBron wasn't signing up for that every day. Like, I'm the star on this team. It's not LeVar anymore. When you're a bad team, the star can be the mascot. Yeah. Right. The star can't be LeVar if LeBron is one of the teams. I think like part of that long meeting, because they always talk about how that 3 hour long meeting. Remember they talk about that all the time. LeVar came up in that 3 hour long meeting, and I think LeBron set the rules of this is how it's going to be with LeVar. Because last year LeVar was going on First Take and Undisputed and The Hurt. He was on everybody's show. Now he ain't doing
talking
nothing.
About
I don't even honestly. I mean, I don't even necessarily think it's a theory. I think that's a conversation to have, but I don't necessarily even think that it was LeBron who brought it up. I think Magic already saw the situation with, you know, he saw the semi-beef that LeBron and LeVar had last year with the whole kid thing. You know what I'm saying? And Magic, he's not a dumb guy. Right. You know what I'm saying? He's a smart businessman. So I know that's one of the things that he already pinpointed out. And I'm pretty sure in that meeting that he had, that might have been one of the first two things that he addressed. Look here, Brian, you know, he's smiling. Hey, baby, it's Magic, baby. Hey, we going to make sure that we got your boy under wraps, you know, so that's we going to get that out the way. And I honestly think that Magic had a sit down with LeVar and was just like you said, look, this is how it's going to be. You know, gave him the riot act. It's got to be this way or else it's going to be no way.
It's got to be the hard way.
Because it is shocking that he has not said one thing. Like, you have not heard anything from him.
He ain't made no appearances. Like, this is time I actually want to hear what he thinks about. Like, how do you?
I know the JBA is doing their little overseas thing. I'm with you.
Is he still coaching his son over in Louisville?
Yeah.
He's coaching that team?
Cameras.
But still, but he can still, like Bond said, if he wanted to.
He could go on IG Live.
And just everybody was taking him.
Right, yeah.
Money talks.
He was almost a weekly guest on FS1.
Man.
So
FS1 needed LeVar last year. LeVar last year.
But think about it, I like Uncle LeVar. I like his personality, you know what I'm saying? But I don't like some of the things that he was doing as far as taking the spotlight away from his son.
I thought he hurt Lonzo last year. I think it was obvious.
Like,
about
him.
Like, remember the Patrick Beverley situation, like the first game? Yeah. It was clear Patrick Beverley was going hard because that was LeVar's kid.
And that's another Negro that should got to get a tribute video before Austin Rivers. But go ahead, keep going.
That's a perfect way to end this.
Patrick.
Clippers who need tribute videos. Patrick Beverley.
Run down the list.
Patrick Beverley is on the list. I don't know if our podcast... I don't really know where our podcast is anymore. You know this Anchor mess.
It's Where's our podcast? You can get it. It's everywhere.
Stitcher,
you can get it.
Pocket Rocket. I don't know where.
Pocket Rocket.
Wherever you get podcasts from.
Wherever you get it. Just you can Google it.
Other than Apple, because Anchor's trash.
That's right, because Apple's trash. Go to Google. Go to Spotify.
It's not on Anchor. SoundCloud, so it's not everywhere.
Yeah, it's not on SoundCloud. We got to manually upload it.
All right, let's can we fix that this week before we do another one of these?
Start a SoundCloud, yeah.
All right. We'll have it up everywhere you can get podcasts from. We'll have it up on Apple.
Just check all our Twitters. We'll put the links up.
All right, cool. for Bond, for AB.
Yeah, yeah.
For Brian.
Yep.
Until next week, we out of here.
Peace.